Welcome to Thursday Thoughts. It's been a busy couple of weeks of racing over here in Hawaii. It's all coming to an end. I actually fly home today. And it's been a really fun time. So much has changed. The sport's grown. People are going faster and faster. Courses have changed. Lots to dissect. Personally, I'm happy with my result. Really happy. Obviously, I would have loved to have backed up, but with the level that it is, I think I was around 10th in the overall Koa Kai Triple Crown, 11th in M2O, 10th in M2M, and 7th in Padalamua. It was a, you know, a lot's changed. Last year I came first in Padalamua, and now he took Molokai to Oahu, and then 4th in M2M, now in Molokai. So pretty much dropped back outside the top 5 into sort of around the top 10. Whether that's foil design or just people's training, it's kind of hard to tell. I feel like everyone's pushing to a seriously high level, and I don't feel like I made any mistakes. And it was just like super competitive racing, which is cool. That's what it's all about. On the course change, chatting with a few of the crew, I think it was awesome for the majority of people. I think it should probably stay the way it is, because it was an epic start, epic finish, and it was all like nothing but enjoyment. Things are going to be changed for the racing. It's definitely boat wash. Escort boats are probably not needed for every single person. Molokai to Oahu was a bit of a shit show for anyone outside the top 20. Even sort of some people in the sort of top 15 had some boat wash issues. I had one or two boat washes, didn't change my race, but I made a conscious effort to get away from the boat washes because of where I was placed. A few of the guys just said that pumping the whole way, and I think it, you know, downwind foiling, we didn't get into downwind foiling to pump downwind the whole way. I understand it's racing, but even in SUP racing, the most efficient guy wins in good conditions, like we had the M2O, and Edo, the winner, said he didn't enjoy the race. So to me, that's like a red flag. I think it's important that we try to like hold on to the essence of what downwind foiling is and why we love it. So I think there's a few tweaks we can do to preserve that efficiency and swell or bump riding rather than pumping up and over. I'm not saying we should take that out altogether, but to do it for the entire race, 2 hours of racing is pretty intense, and it kind of makes it a running race or a cycling race, which maybe that's what we want it to be, but I think most people get into downwind foiling because of the surfing aspect of it and not the pumping aspect of it. Pumping for 2 hours is not fun. So a few ideas popped into my head. Obviously, Molokai to Oahu last year, flat water start, flat water finish allowed that, but not many people liked that. Another option is traversing, so you could set up markers like along the course. You have to cut one way and then cut the other way and make it a hard enough cut that you were not able to do it with really small foils that you have to pump the whole way. So basically it's encouraging people to use bigger foils for this racing rather than smaller foils, which you just have to pump the entire way. Another idea is set up 2 markers where you have to go upwind a little bit and then come back downwind. I don't know if it's going to work, but like some people using the small foils might just decide just to go as fast as they can, then paddle upwind for that distance, and then get paddled back up and go again. I think it does 2 things. One, it encourages people to surf, and 2, it makes it more interesting for spectators. Having these like gates, I guess, or markers you got to traverse around, or a flat water start and flat water finish, means there's going to be change and it's going to be more exciting to watch. Just thoughts, just ideas. I don't expect the Hawaiian races to change what they're doing, so they're doing a great job. But maybe new races, like ones that are developing over in Australia, or ones that are developing elsewhere around the world, could implement those to see how they work. It could also be something just for the elite division. Majority of crew are probably not up for that sort of level of advanced riding, upwind pumping or traversing, or flat water starts, flat water finishes. But maybe for the elite crew, you could add those sort of bits and pieces in to make it potentially a more fun race, a more interesting race, and sort of the king of the cutback style thing where they'd have measure average speed and total distance. So yeah, they're my ideas. It's me signing up from Hawaii. Thanks everyone for, you know, following along the racing and following along my journey and everyone else's journey. So I'm looking forward to next year and the next racing that comes along. Yoo.